It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny in the corner.
To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give. Walker.
Kenny Walker. Touchdown. Smarty.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. Ends up.
Yes. Caught. Touchdown to Troy Myers. They did it. Amon Ross St. Brown to receive again.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Larkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Monday morning to you. It is hour number three here of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, the 16th day of May 2022. We welcome you here all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. Or if you're listening online or on the iHeartRadio app or however you are consuming us right now, maybe it's on the television, on Comcast, the BCSN. Whoever you are, wherever you are, however you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on X's and Bros. You can join the show at any time. We encourage that type of behavior. Text us. Use the keyword sports radio and send it to the number 21000. Sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XP Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Like I mentioned, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is the website. XBMornings@gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elkey is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. It's great to have you with us. Coming up here in hour number three, we'll get you all of your headline news. Drew Brees uncertain about his future. What does that mean? What does that mean? What's going on in New Orleans? We had a very interesting weekend with a job that I was supposed to start today. So I'll tell you about that and the fact that I had a U-Haul truck all packed up and the whole I'll give you the whole breakdown of what was going on, because I had told a few people. Obviously, Dan and Ryan knew what was going on, and our bosses here at the Michigan Sports Network. I told a few people that were close to me. I'm not a big announcement kind of person. On social medias or whatever. It's just not my thing. And I was just gonna start it up and carry on. But I'll tell you about that coming up at 8:35. Some life-changing stuff taking place. But first, let's get you all caught up on all the happenings across the world of sports. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
They told me it was all over. They said the season was done. They said we couldn't hit, that we couldn't pitch. This, that, and the third. They're going to lose 100 games. Guess what? They're back. Tigers win three in a row. How great was that over the weekend? Oh, finally. 4-2 on Friday, 3-0 on Saturday, 5-1 on Sunday. Are you kidding me right now? 12 runs in three games? An average of 4 runs scored a game? Sheesh. Ryan, I tried to tell you, you were giving up. You gave up the ship. I tried to tell everybody, hold on, folks. It's not over yet. Just beating the desk. Everybody stay put.
Ooh.
Don't leave.
They beat Baltimore in an 8-game homestand with two of the worst teams in baseball. They went 4-4.
You know what I call that? 500, baby.
They're still 11 games under that.
Well, it was a great time to start a winning streak is with the first game in front of you, right? And so they'll go down to Tampa Bay. Fajardo, Briscoe, and Rodriguez are going to be three starters. Projected for tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. They'll go down to Tampa Bay. They'll beat the Rays three in a row, get an off day Thursday to travel, and then take on the Cleveland Guardians. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that is the first three of, I don't even know what, 15 consecutive divisional games between Cleveland and Minnesota. So once they hit Cleveland on the 20th, they're going to play Cleveland and Minnesota all the way until June 2nd. So it's going to be a lot of the same teams, and then they'll get the Yankees. They'll bury the Yankees. We could talk to Scott and GR, Mr. Resident Yankee guy. We'll talk to him. We'll beat him up a little bit. It'd be great. Cincinnati Reds didn't allow a hit, but fell 1-0 to the Pittsburgh Pirates. They are the sixth team to go no-hitter and lose a game. They joined the Angels of 2008 against the Dodgers. The Red Sox lost in 92 to the Tribe. The Yankees lost in 1990 to the Southsiders. The Orioles in 67 to your Detroit Tigers. And the Colt 45s, whoever the hell the Colt 45s are, to the Reds in 64. Did you know the Colt 45s were a team?
That's the Astros. And then the Astros were moving to the Astrodome, so they just said, we'll be the Astros now.
Yeah, they would have had to
It wasn't because of the nature of their nickname. It was because they thought they were going to get sued for copyright infringement.
Well, and that that Colt 45, I mean, the Colt single action revolver was the gun that won the West, so they say. The LA Angels, Shohei Ohtani, congratulations to him. He became the third Japanese-born player to hit at least 100 home runs. How fantastic is that? I wonder what Stephen A. is going to say about that this morning, or if he'll just dodge it altogether because you know how he feels about that. Albert Pujols made his pitching debut. First appearance for him on the mound, closing out a rout of the San Francisco Giants. So that's pretty fun for Prince Albert on his final go around this year. It's exciting, a little swan song for him, and got to take the mound and throw some absolute heaters, 50 mile an hour floaters. I don't know why that's so hard for professionals to hit. You know, it's like if you got in the box right now, you might crap your drawers if somebody throws 95 at you. Like, we don't have any, you cannot even comprehend, unless you've played at that level, you can't even comprehend, if you're listening right now, how fast 95, 96, 97 looks with movement. You wouldn't be able to hit it. Like, you, I don't care how many attempts, like, you could have 500 attempts. I don't think the average person would hit a major league fastball or be able to hit a major league pitcher, because they could throw 30 consecutive fastballs at you, then hit you with a curve. You'd probably fall over. One that just came in high, comes in high, like right at your eyes. You're like, oh my God, this is going to hit me. And then just drops to your knees. Like, not, you can't do anything about that. Steph Curry completed his college degree. Congratulations to Steph. 13 years after leaving school, he is officially a college graduate. The Washington Capitals lost Nicholas Backstrom and Tom Wilson. Their impact could actually affect next season, the status of their injuries. Backstrom had a hip injury that he was trying to grind through, and Wilson, as hard as he tries, just couldn't do the playoffs on the bad knee. He's not the same player. So will they be able to come back? And if so, how much will it affect the start of next season for the Capitals? Tough loss for my Capitals in the playoffs too. That was brutal. Steve Kerr has magically cleared the health and safety protocols. He rejoins the Golden State Warriors before the conference finals. So that's exciting. Good for him, because Mike Brown, my God, I mean, if you're the Sacramento Kings, you gotta be thinking, yo, did we sign on that? I mean, did we get a grace period of 48 hours before that agreement becomes official or what? Chris Paul said he's not retiring after the Suns season ends in a stunning blowout loss. The disaster in the desert. They were 2-0 series lead. They lose 4-3, got absolutely bombed last night. Luka Doncic had as many points in the first half by himself as the entire Phoenix Suns organization.
And then Boban had to be restrained after the game, Anthony.
Sometimes you got to restrain the great and powerful Boban. Restrain that man. I really like the moment with Dirk and Luka too.
No, did you see the video of him hugging Chris Paul? His hand covers like Chris Paul's head, like the entire thing.
Oh yeah, it's like it'd be like a dad hugging your infant son. The Denver Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, his girlfriend has asked for the misdemeanor case against him to be dismissed. Earl Thomas was arrested after being recognized at a restaurant in Texas, so he is under police control now. And the Buffalo Bills, how about this? Micah Hyde's going to donate a portion of the proceeds from his charity softball game to support the victims of the senseless shooting that took place over the weekend in New York. We'll step aside when we return. Drew Brees, he's uncertain of his future. Aren't we all? We'll get into that next here. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Imagine this, a day filled with indulgence, bursting with excitement, and packed with extraordinary moments that build memories to last a lifetime. A day that is unmistakably yours, at the place that is undeniably spectacular. Whether you're winning big, dining lavishly, or relaxing oh so comfortably, it's your getaway reimagined at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Text the keyword sports radio, send it to 21,000. Call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. Great to have you riding along with us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you. Let's get to that Meijer Supercenter guest line. That's where we find Tremaine. Tremaine, my man, what's going on, my friend? How are you, partner?
Hey, what's up, Anthony? How are you?
I'm doing well, partner. How are you?
All right. I got a basketball question. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got a basketball question.
Okay.
Considering the fact the Pistons, you know, our record ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be where we're at now, or as a fan to the Pistons, would you be right where we at now, or would you rather be a Phoenix Suns fan?
I mean, you already – well, I mean, this is a tumultuous offseason. After that blowout loss, I don't think that they'll stay the same. You still have Devin Booker. DeAndre Ayton's going to have a lot of suitors. You've got a pretty good team that just got knocked out in the semifinals after making the NBA finals. You lose in the conference semis. I mean, I'd rather be a Pistons fan today because if you're a Pistons fan, depending on how old you are, you may have seen one championship. You may have seen three.
Exactly.
You have a really long, very, very strong history. You know, people always talk about the Knicks. I have a buddy from Harlem, and he's a huge New York Knicks fan. Even though he went and worked for the Brooklyn Nets, we met in college, but he was a huge New York. I mean, this man had it all. He had the jerseys, the fitted. He had the do-rag to match, the jackets, the pant. Like, dude, yeah. It looked like he walked out of like the NBA store. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
All that blue and orange on. And he would talk about the Knicks, and I'm like, look, go look up the records. Like, the Pistons have a better franchise history than the Knicks. Exactly. Y'all haven't won anything since the '70s.
More respected. And that team will forever go down in history. The team with Isaiah and Bill Laimbeer and Joe Dumars, you know, to name a few, will go down in history because even today people even shout out that team and say, you know, that was one of the best teams I've ever seen as a team.
Yes, and the legacy lives on, and it means something. And, yeah, I would rather be a Pistons fan today because I think that you have the cornerstone piece that you need in Cade Cunningham.
That's right.
I think with the lottery tomorrow, we're going to have a much better fit and idea for, one, where the Pistons picking, and, two, what does that mean for who they're going to get? And we'll obviously dive a whole lot into that. But I think, you know, I think that what gets lost on Cade Cunningham is the fact that he doesn't have that explosive athleticism like some of the other guys in the league, but you don't have to have that. Like, you know, he's going to improve on his shooting. He makes the right reads. He makes the right passes. He's all in on being a Detroit Piston. Like, I think that he is going to be, for, you know, however you stack Isaiah and Dumars, I don't think you never say one without the other. And I think that that's an important part of their legacy, is that they're so tied together. And I think you can win like that. I think that you don't necessarily have to have it be, this is my team. No, this is our team. What can we accomplish?
Anthony, here's one more thing before I go. I just want to tell you, I think Phoenix is in trouble because by them going to playoffs and going so high and losing, they're missing out on draft picks. And I think unless they got something in the lottery, you know, with another team that I don't know of, but it's like a waste of time. You know, when you go there, I'm talking about as a Phoenix Suns fan, can you imagine how many times their heart's been broken, man? That's kind of rough, man.
Yeah, a couple times, especially if you're going back to back to Johnson and Barkley and Marley in that group, then yeah, you've had a pretty tumultuous, rough history of teams that have been close but haven't been able to get it done. But I still think at the end of the day, if you're a Phoenix fan, you still have Devin Booker, and he is still, despite what the hell happened last night, he's still worth the price of admission. And
he's worth it, Anthony. But this is the problem: other teams going to get better, man. I think they're not going. If you look at the decline, they were better. What would that be? Last year. Yeah, that was last year. They were better last year. Now they look what they did. They just got blew out. And now it's like levels. You start declining. Just like you accelerate, you decline.
And I think part of that has to do with expectation. You know, I really do believe that. I really believe that it is, from an expectation standpoint, it's a lot more it's going to be a lot more challenging for a team like Memphis, for example. Next year, they are expected to contend because of how well they competed against Golden State. So now, with Ja Morant returning, a bulk of that roster, those young guys got to grow up, and they got to grow up fast. And, you know,
Anthony, you're
playing with house
Donovan
money.
Mitchell. Anthony, before I go, I wish we had Donovan Mitchell. I really do.
Oh.
I think he needs to get moved. We need him bad. We need a two guard.
Could have had
him. Can you imagine? I'm sorry?
Could have had him.
Yeah, I wish we could get him. Because it might be possible. He can't be happy there. It, or put it this way. He might not. He might be happy because I don't know his living conditions and, you know, the people he know there and all that. He could be happy. But as far as the basketball point, he can't be satisfied.
If Donovan Mitchell was available, and I think that if they're going to blow that up in Utah, they're going to send Rudy Gobert first. I think you got to hold on to him. But I can't even imagine if you had Cade Cunningham, Donovan Mitchell, and then added Jabari Smith or Chet Holmgren or Paolo Banchero. Like, wow. Are you kidding me? Like, holy mackerel. Oh, jeez. And with Hammy coming in off the bench now. Oh, my God. Like, great position for him.
Donovan Mitchell. Everybody's overlooking him. Oh, he just. You know, over there in Utah, they just overlook him. He's perfect for the Pistons. This is the guy that we always get these guys, the overlooked ones, right?
Yeah, it would have been nice to draft him. That would have been cool. That would have set the franchise on a different trajectory.
Yes,
but if they have an opportunity to add somebody like that, you know, you go for the gusto. I just don't see Utah letting him go. They'll part ways with the Frenchman before they do that.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a blessed one.
All right, partner. Good to hear from you, my man. There goes Tremaine.
All right, peace.
Adios. We got some news from Drew Brees, the legendary NFL quarterback. He's not going to return to NBC after one season as a studio host and game analyst, according to sources. So the decision, it seemed to be mutual, according to sources, for the Football Night in America studio show. NBC didn't have many NFL games to offer Drew Brees. And then NBC soured allegedly on Brees' potential after originally believing he could develop into their heir apparent for Chris Collinsworth on Sunday Night Football games. So Brees tweeted out his response, quote, "Despite speculation about my future this fall, I'm currently undecided. I may work for NBC. I may play football again. I may focus on business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour, senior golf tour, coach my kids, or all the above. I'll let you know." Look, I look at this and, okay, you know, is there a possibility that, you know, he doesn't want to be a studio host. He wants to do games, right? And whether money's a motivator there, or he sees Tony Romo, or he sees the big deal that Tom Brady got, or whatever the case may be, maybe it's Greg Olson that will now take over the number one spot because Aikman and Buck have moved on. So maybe it's Burkhart with Greg Olson, but then Greg Olson will take a demotion whenever Tom Brady's allegedly ready for this. Look, and if no, your number two doesn't pay like your number one, if you're on a broadcast team and you have the opportunity to either call games or be an analyst or be a sideline reporter for a broadcast like this, it doesn't matter if you're number one or number two or number three. I hate the fact that they even call it that. That's like one of the biggest ego things ever. Like, oh, yeah, number one team. Like, okay, like we know that Buck and Aikman are the number one team. That's why they're on America's Game of the Week, right? That's why they've moved to Monday Night Football. You know, we know that that is the best team that they have, right? Well, you know, Kevin Harlan's been all over the place. He's the best broadcaster there. The money shouldn't matter. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just want to do something that makes you happy, right? And if he wants to call games and not be in the studio and NBC doesn't think that, you know, he can replace Collinsworth and he needs more time to develop or whatever, then take the time to develop or don't do it and switch networks and try to find something that fits what your career goals might be. And if you want to play pickleball, I hear it's fun. We'll step aside when we return. I got a story to tell you. It's pretty crazy. We'll talk about it next year. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
On a hot, steamy summer's day, imagine being stuck in traffic when your vehicle's air conditioner stops blowing cold air. Well, beat the heat with an AC recharge kit from your Auto Value Auto Parts store. Can't make it into the store? Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. For online orders, we offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. See an in-store sales pro for more information. And thank you for shopping locally at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
Imagine this, a day filled with indulgence, bursting with excitement, and packed with extraordinary moments that build memories to last a lifetime. A day that is unmistakably yours, at the place that is undeniably spectacular. Whether you're winning big, dining lavishly, or relaxing oh so comfortably, it's your getaway reimagined at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Listening to Michigan Statewide Morning Show, X's and Bros, right here on the Michigan Sports Network.
NBA playoff action nonstop as we get ready for the conference finals. Eastern Conference Finals between Miami and Boston tomorrow, and it's all happening over at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the association. This week, new customers bet $5 on any team to win, get $150 in free bets when they do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the promo code HUGE, promo code H-U-G-E only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, if you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, wants some help, needs some help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 800-270-7117, 21 plus, Michigan only. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for more information, terms, and conditions. The Toledo Walleye hanging out, waiting for the winner of the Utah Grizzlies and Rapid City Rush in the Mountain Division, and they'll get the winner of that. And we're waiting on Reading and Newfoundland. They will take on the Florida Everblades as we get down to the Final Four of the Kelly Cup playoffs. So congratulations to Dan Watson and his team. The ECHL AA affiliate of the Detroit Red Wings. After Toledo, you go to Grand Rapids. From Grand Rapids, you go to Detroit. And Watson and company just hanging around, waiting. See who the next opponent is. So we're going to be coming to you live, as we said last Friday, from a new radio bunker. And if you're watching on Comcast, you're watching over on BCSN, you realize that I am in the same exact place I was Friday morning. Well, you might be thinking to yourself, well, what happened? So a few people knew. Dan and Ryan knew. Our bosses here at the Michigan Sports Network, they knew what was going on. And a select few people who are close to me, they knew what was happening as well. But I recently was contacted for a new job. It wouldn't have affected morning radio outside of the fact that I'd be even more tired every morning. But this was for a evening television position that came with a very nice job title, and it was going to be a very, very lucrative deal. So I get contacted and they say, can we have a phone call? And I said, yes. And then, it turned into like a 30-minute phone conversation, and I felt pretty good about things. And they said, hey, will you come in and do an audition? And I said, yeah, sure. So I went in and did the audition. They gave me, three stories that I read off of a teleprompter. That was it. And I hit a home run. They called me the next day and they offered me the job. And I was very excited. And I originally had said, yes, I will do this. I'll accept it. So they sent the paperwork and I signed on everything. And I spent the last couple of weeks traveling all around a specific area in Michigan looking for a new place to live. Right. And so I'd been through, countless apartments, condos, townhomes, the whole deal. Like I was like, okay, I don't want to buy because, just in case. So let's just find a place to rent, find a place to call home, and I'll try this out and see how it goes. And it's going to be some, rough days of radio 6 to 9. And then this television job was going to be, normal TV hours from, 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. in the afternoon until 11 o'clock at night, which is typical because this is something that I've done before. I was once a sports director for a news station in Toledo. And I was like, okay. And I thought that, I can do this. I've worked multiple jobs my whole life, even through college and then graduating college. Like it's always something that I have done. And even when I started, in radio well before this program, and I think back to, when you broker a program and what does that mean and what goes into that, and the fact that, yeah, I had this idea that I wanted to do sports radio in Toledo, but it was going to cost me to do it. And so I did it and I lost my rear end the first few months. No other way around it. But, at the time I was, driving from Michigan down to Toledo to do radio in the morning, then driving back to Michigan to work at my family's grocery store, and then driving back to Toledo or wherever I needed to go that night to work whatever game. And I did that for a long time. And I decided, I'm just going to move. I'll move down to the Glass City, and that way I only have to commute to Monroe once a day instead of twice, and it'll be good. So I moved down here, and that was in, 2016? 2014? It was 2014. I moved down here in 2014, and I bought my house right when the buying was good, right? And I had everything all set up, had a couple graduate assistants on the line that were going to rent my place, and it was going to be about, 4 times what I would pay for my mortgage that I'd be able to bring in and rent each month. So that was awesome. And everything was all set up. We were all good to go. And Friday, I started packing my things up, and I have U-Haul boxes all over the place. And I go to, you know, leave my house Friday to drive up to the townhome spot that I'm going to rent. I'm going to sign the lease and I'm going to take a few things up there and, you know, start the process. And I walked out of my house. I locked the door, set the alarm, and I walk out of my house and I get in my car and I get in reverse and I drive to I make it all the way to the end of my driveway, right where the sidewalk's at. And I stopped and I put the car in park and I sat there and I looked at my house and I looked at my garage. I looked at my yard, which has been neglected. Let's be honest. I mean, Johnny Kane is a huge motivator in my life. And, you know, every day we wake up, we were talking about this during the break, like Johnny Kane, I watch Johnny Kane's Instagram stories and I feel terrible about my yard. Like I need to do a better job, but you know, I was, you know, going to call and have a company come and just cut the grass and do the snow removal since I wasn't going to be here and I didn't have to cut it anymore. But I stopped my car at the end of the driveway and I walked back in my house and I sat down on my couch in my living room, surrounded by boxes and everything else. And I took a moment and then I got up, I grabbed my keys, I locked my door, set my alarm. I walked outside. I didn't make it to the car. I turned around and I went right back in the house. And I did that multiple times. And I sat in my house for about 3.5 hours on Friday. And I just didn't have a great feeling. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know, you know, I wasn't, you know, the physical part of moving isn't hard. You just put stuff in boxes, you pick boxes up, you put them somewhere, you go to the next location, you unload the boxes, and that's that. Like the physical aspect of it wasn't hard. But what I was about to do was going to be very difficult. And so I end up getting in the car, I suck it up, I get in the car, I hit the road, I head north. I get to the townhome complex. I called DTE and I call the gas company and I call AT&T and I get all this stuff, you know, squared away and I sign the lease for the townhome and we're all set. And I take the first few boxes in there and I walk around a little bit and I was like, okay, it's going to take some getting used to. It's a lot of stairs, but I'll get used to it. It'll be fine. And you know, I come back home. Well, I've lived with my best friend. I spent a large portion of my life growing up in his house. At his parents' house, you know, and we hung out all the time and we moved in together down here in 2014. So he knows the U-Haul's coming because he moved north just past Detroit for his job with StockX. So he hasn't been around for months and, you know, he's going to come down and we're going to get some of the big furniture out of his room upstairs and, you know, get everything kind of, you know, moved and squared away or whatever. And, you know, he ends up getting down here Friday night. My dad comes, you know, Saturday and, you know, we got the U-Haul and we start packing stuff up and man, I'm just having a hell of a time doing this. Like, you know, my dad's, you know, asking me questions. And the only answer I have is I don't know because I really did not know. I didn't know the answer to any of the questions. All I knew at that moment is that, yeah, I don't want to do this. Like, this is not what I'm trying to do. So we get the U-Haul packed up. This kid, Todd, came down, you know, my parents' friend's kid. He comes down, he helps us pick some things up and get him into the U-Haul, which was great. God bless him. So we stop in Monroe and, you know, drop Gion's stuff off. And, you know, we hit the road and go north. We get there and we got about 6 boxes into the new place. And I'm sitting on the living room floor because we got a couple of movers that are going to come in and help us with some of the big stuff because there's a lot of stairs. Like, no joke. It's a lot of stairs and some tight turns coming around those stairs. And so we got a couple people to come help us and, they said they're going to be about a half hour late and I'm like, that's fine. You know, whatever. So I'm sitting down in the living room, sitting on the floor and I got my, you know, back against the wall and I'm just sitting there looking around and, you know, my dad's very excited. He's like, man, this place is great. You know, like, where are you going to set up your radio stuff? Are you going to do it upstairs? And I was like, well, it depends on, you know, AT&T and like where we can get the router at and it's got to, you know, get connected. And he's like, well, what are you going to put over here? And what are you going to put over there? And, you know, just trying to be, you know, my dad's and my mom. Both of my parents are very supportive. And a lesson for the parents. Like, if your kid wants to be a soccer superstar, take him. And if they want to get into music and they want to play the piano, take them. And no matter what they want to do, as long as it's within, you know, the realm of legality here, support them. Right? My parents are very supportive. Even when I had this crazy idea that I was going to do this radio show in the morning and I was going to lose my rear, like I said, financially on it, they supported me. They were all for it. You know, they listen, you know, every day faithfully. And, you know, my dad's asking me like kind of what I'm thinking, and you know, because he could tell something's wrong. I'm not really, I know I talk for a living, but I'm a relatively quiet person. Like, I don't say a whole lot about a whole lot when something serious is on the line, just because I think it's just better off just to sit there and kind of observe. But I wasn't saying much. And he's, you know, he looked at me and he's like, what are you thinking right now? And I'm looking around the place and I'm thinking to myself, okay, great job title. Very, very, very lucrative. Like, there is a lot of money on the line. And it's like, I mean, life-changing money. And it's like, yeah, okay, life-changing money, life-changing hours. You know, you're going to be 6 to 9 in the morning. You're going to get a little break, and then you're going to go right back from 2 to 11. Okay, but it's not like being, you know, a news director at a local sports station. I don't have to drive around and shoot like 15 games and go back and edit all this and then write for the web. I don't have to do all that. Like, yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's a pretty good job. It's a good title. Oh, man, it's a, what am I going to do? And I'm sitting there and it's like, okay, all right, the resume is going to be good. You know, do it for a year. That's what I kept telling myself. Give yourself a year. Just do it for a year. See if you like it. It's 1 year. But it's 12 months I'm not going to get back. And it's not like I struggle here. You know, I'm not you know, living check to check by any stretch of the imagination. I'm very, you know, good when it comes to, you know, managing things like that. I started a separate business completely out of sports, completely out of radio, that's doing just fine. And it's like, you know what? I don't know if I need to do this. And I looked at my dad and I was like, you know, I don't think this is it. And he looked at me. He's like, don't worry. Take me out of the equation. Do not worry about me. He's like, I would be feeling the same exact way right now if I was at the store. Like, it's like, regardless, I'm going to be tired if whether I'm there or I'm here. So don't factor me into this. I do not care. Because we had just gone through with this with my sister. Like, she had moved back from Connecticut. You know, she was just she was unhappy, and she moved into a place that she didn't like. The place was awesome. Her place was awesome. Full basement, 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, like little an enclosed patio area outside. Like, it was awesome. She wasn't happy. And I knew she wasn't going to be happy where she was at. Like, she didn't belong in Monroe. Like, she needed to go back to Chicago where she started after school. And I watched her spend a couple of years being miserable. In losing a couple of years because she just wasn't happy. She just didn't know what to do, where to do it, like who to, like how to, you know, you're an adult now. Like, how are you going to meet people? You know, especially in the side of town that she was living. You're not going to meet anybody over there. You need to be out and about with people that are like you. You know, she's pretty bougie. God bless her. They're Louis purses, but she does well for herself. She drives a BMW, for God's sakes. You know, she's not going to, you know, you better, if you're going to approach her, you better come correct because she's not having it. Like, she's seen the finer things in life. She ain't turning back. Like, that's not, she's not settling. We are, when it comes to that stuff, we're like polar opposites. But it's funny because, you know, we look alike. We're just very much, our personalities are very, very different. And so I think about her and I think about what she went through and I'm like, okay, is this worth it? Like, is this going to be worth it? You know, I was very excited because my dad, they had a spot in his golf league that I was planning on playing in before this job opportunity came up because it was just a 9-hole league. It's no big deal. They have a little skins game, but you know, it's him and a bunch of old guys. And I was excited to play in it because it was time I got to hang out with them. And I'm like, okay, well, if you're there Monday through Friday, if your mom, you know, if mom calls and she needs you to make cheese balls, and it might sound like, what, she, you know, your mom's going to call you to make cheese balls. That's where we spend our quality time. Like, our quality time together is usually at the grocery store. And I'm okay with that. It's not a bad thing. Like, that's what we do. Like, that's what she is. Her and her brother, that's what they do. They operate 2 grocery stores, and it is 7 days a week, and it's all day every day. And, you know, if you call her, good luck getting through before 6 o'clock because you're going to get put on hold because somebody else is going to be calling or somebody's going to have a question or they're going to have to do something. And so as I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, I don't know. I won't be able to help out at the store because I'll be exhausted and I'll have Saturdays will be my day off. And, you know, Sunday night is, you know, you don't do anything on Sundays because, you know, you have to get ready for Monday morning. So, you know, you got to take it easy and, you know, I'll have Saturdays to do whatever. And I'll, you know, I'll just be kind of where I'm at. I'll be kind of isolated. I'm not too far. You know, it's a 40-minute drive, basically 30 minutes to get to downtown Detroit, about 45 minutes to get back to Monroe if necessary, where some of my friends are there, and about an hour back to Toledo. Okay. All right. Well, so I looked at my dad and he looked at me and he's like, what do you want to do? I took some time, and I just said, this ain't it. This is not it. And he said, okay. And next thing you know, the mover showed up, and we're like, yeah, we're not going to unload. We're just going to throw the rest of the stuff back in the truck, and we're going to take it back. And they were like, okay. And so they helped grab the six boxes that I had in there. We throw it back in the U-Haul. And we're putting the boxes away, the leasing agent lives there, and she pulls up. She's like, hey, how's the move going? Like, are you getting settled in? You know, how do you like it? Blah, blah, blah. And I walked up to her car, and her window was down. I put my arms in her car window, and I said, look, I'm not going to take the job. And she looked at me like she saw a ghost. She was like, what? So I'm not going to take the job. I was like, I was going to shoot you an email, but since I saw you here, I was like, I'll come back up Monday, and I'll give you the keys. And, you know, it is what it is from an expense standpoint. Like, you know, nothing was touched. So, you know, outside of like, you know, the carpet, you know, not being freshly vacuumed and having people's sock footprints on it, you know, I'm just not going to do it. And she was like, oh my God, you did all this work. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But you can't put, what's the old saying? Time is the one thing you can spend, but you can't earn. Something along those lines.
Right.
And for me, it was like, is this worth the time? The title's nice, the money's crazy, but is it going to be worth it? And I had to come to that decision on my own of whether or not I was going to be, because like I said, I mean, I've worked multiple jobs my whole life. Like, I know what it's like to wake up first thing in the morning and be driving all over the place and then end up at night and feel exhausted and not have any time for life. And my mother's saying is, you know, God bless her. But my mother's saying is, I spent my whole life making a living, but did I make a life? And so I try to reassure her that, you know, her calling, her purpose in life is just, it's much bigger than just running a grocery store. You know, she's the first person when somebody dies, they call the grocery store because they need food, and we deliver the food, and the food is good, and the food is what makes, you know, it's a part of the community. Like, it's more than just something to eat, right? And, you know, she'll send food to people's houses that pass away that she reads in the paper. Like, she always looks for the obituaries in the paper because she wants to, that's part of like the trademark, is that when you are going through something, like, we want to be there, then don't worry about dinner. Dinner's on us. Like, that's just something that she does. And, you know, but that's the way that she feels, because that's consumed her entire life since she was 14 years old. That's what she's done every day of the week, 52 weeks a year for 40 years. And it's like, okay, is this at 50 years almost? And it's like, is that what I want to do? So we got in the U-Haul. We turned around. I called my buddy, Gian. I said, hey, man, I'm turning around. And he said, all right, I'll meet you back at the house, and I'll help you get things unpacked. And the movers called, and they said, hey, we came up from Toledo, so if you want us to meet us at your spot, we can help you unload. And that's what we did. And that's where I find myself here on this Monday, doing morning radio. Happy as hell. For Dan and Ryan, I'm Anthony. So long. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on X's and Bros in the Michigan Sports Network.